This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves with our toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
As always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free. Again, that is freetalklive.com. So last night we talked about how Fidel Castro has handed power over to his brother Raul for the first time in, what, about 50 years? About 5 decades of...
He's been there a long time.
Rule in Cuba?
Early 50s, so just about.
Right, so it's the first time that he's ever handed over power to anyone. It's pretty newsworthy. The reason why was because he was put in the hospital for some sort of a gastrointestinal bleeding operation. And as one doctor from America pointed out, any surgery is going to be pretty risky, especially if you're 80 years old, and Fidel Castro is 2 weeks away from being an octogenarian. So, of course, the question that everybody's asking now is, well, is he still alive?
Is he on his deathbed? Is he still alive?
Well, apparently they're, I believe they found some proof today that, in fact, Castro's recovering. I
mean, oh, really?
There's a story out that's saying that he's recovering and all that.
Well, I've got one from the AP. The Cuban government sought to reassure its citizens after Fidel Castro temporarily ceded power for the first time in 47 years, releasing a statement from the world's longest-serving head of government saying, "His health is stable, his spirit's good, and the defense of the island guaranteed." His brother and designated successor, Raul, remained silent and out of sight, issuing no statements of his own. Despite the affirmations that all was well, there appeared to be an increase in police patrols in some working-class neighborhoods and coastal areas. The Committees for the Defense of the Revolution, the government's neighborhood watch group, stepped up its volunteer night patrols, and the pro-government rapid action brigades used in the past to handle civil disturbances were placed on standby. Quote,
Do they think there's going to be a revolution because Castro's sick?
No, no, don't you get it? The revolution's still going on.
Well, I mean, another revolution from the revolution, I mean.
Right. Yeah, so they are a little bit scared. The elder Castro apparently said this in a statement that was handed out. They didn't actually show him saying it, but this is the quote from him allegedly. Quote, "The important thing is that the country in the country everything is going perfectly well and will continue to do so. It's unknown when or where the surgery took place or where Castro was recovering. No images of the leader were shown." So they didn't even bother taking a picture of the guy. U.S. intelligence agencies have seen no indication of a mass migration of Cubans to the United States as a result of the leadership change. The focus of state media in Cuba remains solely on Fidel. "Fidel, get well," read a front page headline from the Communist Party Daily. And then the Communist Youth newspaper said, "The revolution will continue while Fidel recovers." It's a 47-year-long revolution. I mean, when do these things end, these communist revolutions?
Never.
It's just going to keep going on. Don't you know it?
The revolution just keeps on rolling on.
Well, I guess it makes sense. A record player continues to revolve, so it must just keep going. How strange. I guess I've always thought of a revolution as being a short... sort of a period in time where something happens that creates drastic change, and then it's done. But maybe I've been wrong this whole time.
Doesn't matter as long as it does whatever they say it does.
Well, Castro, again, who's 79, acknowledged that the operation was serious, saying, "I can't make up any positive news," but he did say that his health was stable, and, quote, "as for my spirits, I feel perfectly fine." He apologized for not giving more details, but he said that the threat posed to his government by the United States means that his health must be treated as a state secret. He called on Cubans to remain calm as they carried out their daily routines. He says, quote, "The country is prepared for its defense, apparently to assure..."
If they're all in a revolution and each one of the citizens is revolutionary, should they be keeping state secrets? I mean,
well, it's
communism, you know? Everybody's part of the state.
I guess he doesn't want the United States to know if he's actually dying or withering away or something like that.
He's 80. Of course he's dying.
I mean, at some point we do realize that he's going to die.
He's just closer. A lot closer.
But is it going to actually do anything if he dies? I mean, if Raul, who, as you pointed out last night, Mark, is actually more of a communist than Fidel himself.
It's my understanding.
If Raul gets in control, is anything significantly going to change? Are they going to...
Probably not.
I don't see why anything's going to change. I don't see how anything's going to change. you know, I'd love to see a change.
They're firmly, I mean, they are firmly entrenched after 47 years. Not to say that radical things haven't happened in the past. I mean, the Berlin Wall fell. Nobody expected that to happen.
It's true. It just happened.
Right. Nobody expected communist Russia or the Soviet Union to break apart. So there's certainly been a lot of unpredictable world events, but did they all follow just a transition of power? I don't know. I don't really know what the details were on those.
Well, none of them did.
None of them did. They just happened.
Those two that you mentioned did.
They just happened.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, apparently, the country's prepared for its defense, he said. Apparently, to assure Cubans, the island is safe from a potential U.S. attack. And I certainly hope the United States doesn't go and do something crazy like attack another country. Especially one so close to ours.
No, it's way too close. We don't have any military here.
Good point.
Yes.
Many of the callers to an AM station known as the Voice of Miami's Cuba were ready to declare Castro dead. Parliament Speaker Ricardo Alarcón dismissed such suspicions, telling the government's news service that the Cuban leader is Cuban leader's final moments are very far away. According to hospital worker Emilio Garcia, everything's normal here for the moment, but we've never experienced this before. It's like a small test of how things could be without Fidel. So what will end up happening here? We'll certainly keep you up to date on the situation as it continues. They're being awfully secretive. They are not really revealing too much information, and they're using the United States as their excuse.
Well, that's the United States has given itself over as the excuse.
Right.
For everything.
What would happen if we didn't embargo them?
Right. What would be the reason for their crappy government if the United States wasn't 90 miles away?
What would they say? What would Castro be saying now if the United States, 30 years ago or whenever the embargo started, I know it wasn't right away, it took them a few years, but if we had never embargoed that island and we never put sanctions on them, we allowed the United States citizens to fly down there, which you can't do, if none of these things had happened and we just sort of said, you guys want to be communists? Have fun.
Yep. Enjoy communism.
Enjoy your poverty. And just let them be and just ignore them. What would Fidel Castro be saying today?
I don't know what he'd be saying, but I love the parallel you made, I believe it was last night or the night before, with China. I mean, here you have a communist country that we didn't embargo, and we didn't vilify them, and we didn't do all kinds of stuff, and we gave them, as a matter of fact, we gave them most favored nation trading status.
Right.
And what's happened with them? Those people are freer.
As a result.
They're more free than they were 20 years ago. Better things are happening in their economy. We're seeing the things we would like to see happen in China happen. We're not seeing the
things... Not overnight.
No. And why would it be? We're right. Not seeing the things that we would like to see happen in Cuba, though. And there's the difference. It's force.
That's right.
Forcing our people not to be able to deal with their people.
And even though China isn't perfect, and I have got a very disturbing story out of China today... China certainly not perfect, but it's so important that we just let them be. Let them move on and move in the direction that they want to go in. As long as we can trade with them and benefit economically from that country, regardless of what their political structure is,
right.
That should be all that we care about, is helping United States citizens and individuals get access to products from other countries, regardless of the political status. Cubans apparently... Cubans were stunned when Castro's secretary read a letter on state television Monday night announcing that he was turning over power to his 75-year-old brother. In that letter, he said doctors operated to repair a sharp intestinal crisis with sustained bleeding. Remember, he is 80 years old. And so apparently one of the retirees over there says, either way, the revolution has to keep going, whether or not Castro survives or dies. The revolution continues with or without Fidel. He's a leader, but there are many leaders, just like his brother. Cuban dissidents kept a low profile while watching for signs of Castro's condition. They said they expected the government to be on the defensive with a high security presence and a low tolerance for political acts. So the news continues there in Cuba. We'll keep you up to date. I just find this interesting. I mean, as the longest head of state currently, I guess, known to man.
That's what the article said.
Right.
I believe him.
It's a pretty notable thing. It's pretty important, I think. And
absolutely.
So we'll keep you up to date. If you've got thoughts, if you are Cuban, if you've been to Cuba, and you want to comment on the situation down there, what you think's going to happen, especially if Castro dies, 800-259-9231, more international news. China massacring 50,000 dogs.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. Bulletin board systems there, over 115,000 posts, over 1,200 people interacting, all kinds of different stuff to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff, you'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, bbs.freetalklive.com. And it's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And know that the Free Talk that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So what happens when a couple people get bit by rabies in China, or by dogs with rabies in China?
Well, from your teaser as we left, I can't imagine anything good.
They kill 50,000 dogs.
Wow.
50,000 dogs?
Yep. According to the Associated Press today, in Shanghai, a county in southwestern China has killed as many as 50,000 dogs in a government campaign ordered after three people died from rabies. According to Chinese media, the five-day massacre in Yunnan Province's Muding County spared only military guard dogs and police canine units.
Wow.
Wait a minute. 50,000 dogs and only three, there were only three people, you're saying, that had rabies.
That's correct. Three people died from rabies. Dogs being walked were taken from their owners and beaten on the spot.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
How awful.
You want to talk about awful. I put links to all of our articles, or the articles that I use, on our bulletin board system, so you'll be able to see this picture shortly here tonight if you go to the BBS. It's a picture of three Chinese, government officials in the middle of a street with huge, what are those, bows? Big sticks.
Just huge
sticks. Big long sticks, about as tall as a human being, just slamming them into a dog in the middle of a street.
Oh, my God.
Three men.
And they're snatching people's dogs, right, as they're walking them.
Yes, so inhumane. Why wouldn't they just take a knife and butcher the animal? I mean, just slit its throat.
Well,
at least
it's not as bloody with the sticks.
I guess you're right.
But
then you just break their bones and there's no mess.
How about a spear, then?
50,000 dogs would
poke them in the. I mean, do some. It's just so inhumane.
Wait, that's are you
insane.
Saying a spear would be more humane than
sticks?
Would
be. It would be, yes.
Okay.
I mean,
it depends on where you stab them. That no.
I guess you could hit the dog really hard in the head one good time, and that would take care of it. If you're going to euthanize an animal, please don't torture the thing.
Why would they do it? Why
like
would
this?
They go about doing it in this way? I mean, does. It's I don't understand why they would do it like this.
It doesn't. They don't have to make sense, Melissa. I mean, it's communism. They just make arbitrary decisions. Let me give you more details here. So they took dogs from owners that were walking them, beat them on the spot with big sticks. Can you imagine how you would feel in that case?
No, I can't.
Then I
can tell you what would happen if I was armed, though.
Something
really bad.
Other killing teams entered villages at night, creating noise to get the dogs barking, then honing in on them and beating
Whoa.
Them to death.
Wow.
Oh, my God. So they're actually trying to attract the dogs, or get the dogs to make noise so that they can go
in
and...
Yeah, well, the word might have gotten out that the officials are killing our dogs, so keep them quiet, keep them inside. Mm. So they came in at night, started making noise, said, okay, there's dogs barking from that house, and that house... And then they would go in, raid the homes, and beat the dogs to death.
I can't believe that. I just can't believe that. And you said over a five-day period, that's like 10,000 dogs a day we're talking about.
That's a lot of...
Did I say it was 5 days? Yeah,
you did.
It was a five-day massacre. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Owners... Well, get this. Here's the icing on the cake. Owners of dogs were offered 63 cents per animal to kill their dogs before the teams were sent in.
What?
Now, 63 cents is a lot more money in China than it is here, but still.
So what is it?
Let's say it was...
$1.26?
I don't know.
Let's
just be generous and say it was 10 bucks. Let's be really generous.
Okay, but still, so you have to kill your dog yourself before the team gets there.
Yeah, okay, we'll give you 10 bucks, and you can kill your dog yourself, and then we'll come collect the body, or we're just going to come and beat the dog to death in front
okay.
of you.
Now...
That's outrageous.
They want to stop rabies, and I get that. I mean, you know, you've got some. I guess maybe they're having a terrible rabies outbreak, and some measures have to be
taken.
Three
people, Mark. How is that terrible? Three people.
Apparently, you're listening to all the facts on this, because I didn't have that.
There's more. I've got more facts on the rabies thing.
But even if that's the problem, how are you going to stop people from getting bit by rabid squirrels, raccoons? I don't know what they have in China, but, you know, some...
It's a little harder to track those guys down.
Some version of squirrels, raccoons, and cats, and all kinds of things out there that could be rabid and therefore bite you. Wolves,
Well, China's pretty populated. I mean, it's not like there's a lot of open areas.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Not exactly. Not where I think that they would be that concerned about people getting rabies.
I don't know.
That they would actually be going after wildlife.
I want to get back to more details on this.
I'm downtown in my town, and I've got raccoons in my backyard.
Yeah, this is true.
I want to get you some more details on how many people total had died from rabies in China. But first, we go to the phones. Let's talk to Brent in Kansas City, listening on KCXL. Hey, Brent.
Hello.
You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. What's on your mind?
Well, right now in Kansas City, we've actually got kind of a similar thing going on.
What?
Yeah. They were having a knife amnesty, you can turn in your knife thing in Britain recently.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Well, now they have that in Kansas City, but with pit bulls. You're not allowed to have pit bull in Kansas City, and so...
Pit bull amnesty?
Yeah. So
They're allowing people to turn in their pit bulls before they come around to collect them?
Yeah. And, well, actually, they're also going around and collecting them right now.
Oh my goodness.
And I was watching the news a couple of days ago, and it was kind of interesting that, I mean, basically the idea was that if we come around and find it, then you're in trouble, but if you turn it in, then you're all right. But also they were talking about how they have a program where neighborhood watches are instructed to, like, keep an eye out for pit bulls in their neighborhood and call
the
cops. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. When did this start?
Well, I mean, I guess the ball started rolling probably a year ago or so, and an elderly lady was mauled by a pit bull or something like that, and so obviously...
This is so crazy. I mean, we've talked about these dog bans before,
and
the idea that you can blame an entire, breed of dogs, because there's a few bad ones out there, is tantamount to saying that all black people should be killed because some black guy killed someone else, or we should kill all the Chinamen because some of them are killing dogs in China. I mean, this is just insane.
Yep.
Brent, now, have there been any other instances where there were pit bulls involved in mauling someone or attacking someone?
I think there have been in the state, because I know that they're having a similar thing go on in Springfield, Missouri, I think.
Oh, my goodness.
But, actually, that might have been a month ago or so that they had anyway, in Springfield, but I think this is the only person who's been reported.
When does this amnesty period end?
I'm not sure, actually.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Well, I'm very very disappointed to hear about that. I'll do a little bit of research and see if I can get some more info. Brent, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Very disturbing. Dog massacres. Dog genocide, essentially, going on not only in China, but also in America. I thought we were just going to be attacking the Chinese people tonight. I didn't realize this was happening. In Kansas City.
Shocking.
1-800-259-9231. Can you defend this? Can you defend a pit bull ban? It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Are you somebody that supports a pit bull ban, as is going on in Kansas City, Missouri, right now, and in a few other areas of the country? I don't recall which ones they are. We've talked about this before. It's not a new issue. It's not old. I mean, it's old news to an extent. Apparently, the ban in Kansas City has been on for at least a year now, and there's some sort of an amnesty period. Now, in other areas of the country, as I understood it, when we've talked about this before, there have been people that were grandfathered in. So, not to say that I support the pit bull ban. I don't. I think that people should be able to own whatever animals they want to. If they're dangerous, it's their responsibility to keep them locked up. And if they get out and harm somebody, destroy property, or hurt someone, then that owner needs to make good.
I would agree.
On that damage. And I think keeping
that, there's a cute little bumper sticker that the dog people have, and they know that if they let this whole pit bull thing go, the next it's going to be Dobermans, Rottweilers, other breeds that are perceived
first as... First they came for the pit bulls, right?
Right. And they understand that. And their little bumper sticker is, ban the deed, not the breed.
Okay, exactly. But unfortunately, breeds have been banned.
Mm-hmm.
And my attention was brought to this, as I understood it, they grandfathered you in. So if you were living in, say, Ohio... I don't know what the states are that have banned pit bulls. But if you're living in an area that bans pit bulls and you already owned a pit bull, they would say, okay, well, you can continue to own this pit bull, just don't breed him. So you can own him till he dies, and then you're out.
At the very least, you know, it's better than an entire ban.
Right. What they're talking about doing now in Kansas City is taking your dog from you and euthanizing it. As I understand it.
Yeah, that's...
And if I've misunderstood...
He didn't use the term euthanizing, but I don't know what they're
doing.
What
else are they
going
to do with them?
They're collecting the dogs. I don't think they're going to that big 40-acre farm that we were all told about when we were kids.
Yeah, if they're banned, then they're not being adopted out again. That's
for
certain.
No, they're not.
No, Kansas City is not giving out pit bulls to other people in Kansas City. It doesn't make any sense.
So, really, what's the difference, okay? Now, what's the difference between Kansas City and China? Because Kansas City has banned one breed of dog. China
One county in China just happened to kill 50,000 of the people's dogs simply because a few people got rabies. What's the difference? If you can tell me, 800-259-9231, is it just in degrees? Because that's what it feels like. Let's go to the phones. You can talk about whatever you want. Let's talk to Jay in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello, Jay.
How you doing, guys?
Hey,
Jay.
Hey,
I've
got a little different experience here. Not so much horrible as genocide, but not so much different, though. We here in Ohio, certain insurance companies will not allow you to have homeowner's insurance if you have a German Shepherd.
Really? A German Shepherd?
That's a police dog. And mine, actually, the German Shepherds that I owned were Schutzhund trained. We were on ESPN, for crying out loud.
Just so everyone knows, Schutzhund training is like it's like ninja training for your dog.
Yes, sir. So highly trained, very controlled German Shepherds, and I was denied from two different companies in homeowners insurance.
Is that because they're concerned that they're going to bite a baby as a kid walks on your property or something?
I have no idea, but I know that those two kids were the most best-trained, well-trained German Shepherds.
Yeah.
Wow.
If I was going to pick a breed to outlaw, there'd be, I mean, if I had to pick a particular breed to outlaw, one of the last ones on my list would be a German, any shepherd at all, because, I mean, they're dogs that follow instructions so thoroughly.
And they help the blind, and they help the elderly.
Right.
Yep.
Which I just, so like you guys said, you know, you help point out one breed, you may as well point them out.
What's next? Which one's going to be next?
Hey,
quick technical question for you, Jay. How are you listening to the show today?
Excuse me, sir?
How are you listening to the show?
I'm listening on WAIS.
That's on the radio?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Thank you, sir.
All right, guys.
Appreciate
take care.
800-259-9231. Make a note, Mark. That's a secret affiliate we didn't know about.
Secret affiliate.
To look into that. Welcome to WAIS, I guess. All right, so continuing the calls here, let's go to Alan in Tennessee. Alan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello.
I just had a quick question about radio. I didn't know if I could ask.
Yeah, go ahead. You can bring up whatever you want. What's on your mind?
When I listen to a named station, I can hear the station it has a weak signal and it's in the area, but I can hear it pretty good during the day.
Mm-hmm.
In the evening, though, I'm not able to pick up the station at all, and I was just wondering why that happens.
Well, I'll tell you, I worked for an AM, especially, this usually happens with AMs. I don't think it happens with FMs at all.
I'm going to go ahead and get off and listen to your
answer. Thanks for the call, man. Thanks.
It's pretty simple. Some AMs change wattage during, some even have twilight wattages. So they'll have three different wattages that they broadcast in a given day. Some, 1,000 watts all the time, 25,000 watts all the time, 50,000 watts all the time. Some of them stay the same thing. It just really depends on the AM that you're listening to and how the FCC has licensed that AM. In my particular case, I used to work for an AM that was on 1220 on the dial. Well, I believe the Mexican state radio station out of the Mexico City.
Okay.
Mexico City's radio station is also on 1220. That's my understanding.
I
haven't been there. I don't know.
Okay.
So they, at nighttime, AM signals travel much farther.
Correct.
The way to check that out is you can see that there's many, usually in the biggest cities, like WLS in Chicago is a big one. There's
WOR
in New York.
Mm-hmm.
These are some examples of the ones that travel forever. And at night, they go much farther. So an AM at night will be more likely to interfere with an AM elsewhere at night. So in my case, they took my 1,000-watt AM and gave me a license for 39 watts.
Woo!
39 watts,
wow.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
There's walkie-talkies that broadcast bigger. 39 watts at night.
It's all about antenna height.
It is all about antenna height, my friend. Because the higher that thing is, the farther it goes.
So the answer is...
Isn't that right, Melissa?
Yes,
so
I would agree.
It's the FCC's fault for forcing stations to cut power at night.
Well, I don't know. It works, right?
Continuing with the calls here, let's go with the ladies, because ladies come first. Kimberly in Kansas City, listening on KCXL. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello, Kimberly.
Hi.
Hey.
I just wanted to say that I do agree that animals should not be banned just because of a particular problem that a certain breed might have,
mm-hmm.
but and that the owner should be penalized, not the entire breed or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But,
sir, I've met so many pit bulls that are just the sweetest animals.
Well, I'm not a huge dog lover, but really my point is just that I just don't think that people and animals should be lumped into the same group, as in, you know, well, you shouldn't ban pibbles, and what if, you know, the thing that he said about black people or Chinese people or white people. Well, I just have a thing about animals.
We're talking about genocide.
Well,
yeah.
You've got a thing about animals. I hear you as far as being compared to people, but and I think the idea was to make the comparison. Ian made the comparison. Make the comparison so that people could understand a little more thoroughly.
Yeah, they're just taking too many of our rights away. I totally agree with that.
Well, that much is true. We're behind you there, Kimberly. Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
And that right is to own whatever animal you want to own, not.
On your property.
And we know that the animals can't own any people.
If the animal gets off your property, then anything, I think anything goes. I mean, if your animal gets off your property and comes over and bites my kid, I think I, at that point, have the right to execute the animal on the spot.
I know you think that. Yes. I mean,
I don't think that's unreasonable. It's an initiated force on me. It's trespassing on my property.
Now, if your kid happens to run across the street to get their soccer ball that landed in the neighbor's yard, is it okay for the neighbor to come out and shoot your kid, Ian?
Yeah. Perhaps the kid stops and picks a flower on a bush on the way past.
I mean, that's
my kid.
I understand what you're saying.
Initiation of force.
I get where you're coming from.
It's a dog.
This property rights thing does have a crazy breaking point part. Anyhow, what about a cat, for instance? Cats like to roam a little more than dogs do, and the way people...
If the cat scratches my kid, I'll kill the cat, too. How about that?
I understand the cat scratching thing.
It's a good thing I don't have kids.
What if your kid teases the cat or the dog on the kid's property? Well, not the kid's property, your property.
Then the kid deserves to be punished.
I tell you...
And then the parents can come over and kill the cat.
Animals.
No, you shouldn't. And chances are good that that's when you're going to get bit or scratched.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. Unless he has rabies, in which case
then he's got to go.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. You, as always, can bring up whatever you want. A few more details on this Chinese dog massacre. Hopefully, we'll get to those. And your calls about anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it.
in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
And as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of great stuff on our site, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. In fact, we didn't have a chance to, I forgot to invite Kimberly when she called earlier from Kansas City, but she should go to the Shrine and see what it's all about, because there are dozens of women that have, from all across the world, actually, that have sent us their validated photo. And that means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show.
Yeah, most of them hold up a little sign that says, I love Ian or Free Talk Live.
I don't think there are any I love Ians on there. I think it's just Mark.
Most of them are Mark.
All they have to do is take a good look at Ian and that's it.
Exactly.
Oh, that's just cruel.
That's all you need.
I want some I love Melissa's up there.
There's not one of those yet, but wait a minute.
Well,
that would
but
be
that's
interesting.
Female.
Yeah.
See, that's why.
So shrine.freetalklive.com will get you right to it again. Shrine.freetalklive.com. Oh, and yes, the Free Talk Live store is now open for business. And it's only been open for 24 hours now, so go and shop at store.freetalklive.com. That's store.freetalklive.com. To the phones, we return to Glenn in Missouri. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind, Glenn?
Hey, well, first I wanted to thank Mark and Ian for your great advice for being a guest on a radio talk show host. I did that yesterday morning.
Oh,
and,
that was you. Okay. How'd that go?
Yeah. Oh, it went really great. I got all my points out, and but I forgot one thing.
What's that?
I knew going in, I prepped for it, and I just missed it while I was on the radio. I forgot to put out the URL for our website.
Oh,
darn.
Well, but, what can you do? Next time. Next time.
Oh, yeah,
make
next time. Next time.
And, you know, but, it's great. I sit after every show, Ian and I listen to the shows, not together or anything like that, but we take the shows home with us to listen to them, and I still think about things that I wish that I had said. So it sounds to me like you did a real good job.
So what's on your mind tonight, Glenn?
I had good feedback. Well, I was ran across an article from the Christian Science Monitor from about a year ago about Denver's pit bull ban.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And in there it said that in the first month of the ban, they put down more than 150 pit bulls. I guess that means they killed them.
Yeah,
they
did.
Yes.
and then it says that those who harbor illegal pit bulls can be subject to up to $1,000 fine and a year in jail.
Wow. You'd think this they were crack or something.
I was reading up on that a little bit earlier too, and I know that there was even some what they were calling underground animal activity going on where they were like an underground railroad where they were sneaking the pit bulls out of the area.
The little doggy version of Sojourner Truth.
Yeah, it says they created a rescue network to and potential safe houses until dogs can be relocated.
Wow.
So
were
an underground railroad for dogs.
Glenn, were they coming around from house to house based on dog registration, you know, tags, people that have been good little citizens and registered their dogs with the state? Is that how they found the dogs?
It doesn't say in the article, but there was some advice from the Underground Railroad. It says if an animal control officer comes to the door, owners are urged to ask for a search warrant.
Good idea. I doubt they have one of those.
Yeah, so would I.
Well said, Glenn. Thanks for the info, man. We appreciate it. Take it easy. 800-259-9231. Talking about dog bans, and it usually affects pit bull owners. And it's not something that's just going on in Detroit. It's not something that's just going on in Kansas City. This is kind of the thing to do. Pit bulls are dangerous. We want to protect everybody from every possible thing that could harm them, so let's ban it all.
Now, is this simply because pit bulls are known for their behavior and that they're used a lot in drug homes as protection?
I don't think it has anything to do with drug homes. I think it just happens to be that pit bulls tend to be the favored dog of the trashy dude down the street that starves his animals and turns them into vicious killing machines.
Well, they use them a lot in dog fights, too, from what I understand.
My understanding, that's what the breed was originally bred for.
They're built for strength.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and like,
very aggressive.
Can lock their jaw in on a combating dog.
But, okay.
You know, that doesn't mean... The Rottweilers were used for war dogs. Anybody who has one realizes what a gentle animal these things are.
It's all about the way you raise them.
It really is. It really is. I've seen plenty of pit bulls that are just kind animals.
Don't they say that dogs tend to resemble their owners?
Yes, they do.
I've heard that. I don't know what I believe about it.
It's not just in the way they look. Obviously, there's only so much that can happen there. Mm-hmm. But it absolutely is in the way that they're treated and the way that they're trained.
I do have a stunningly good-looking cat, though.
Oh my God.
Handsome cat.
It absolutely is in the way that they're treated and trained. The owner and the way they act rubs off on the dog, no doubt about it.
Oh, absolutely.
If you are a scumbag and you're beating your dog and you're starving your dog is going to hate people. It is going to be afraid of people. It's going to be more likely to lash out at people it doesn't know. And you're going to completely harm that dog's psychology for its entire life by doing that sort of thing. On the other hand, if you treat a dog very nicely, you train it well, you train it to be obedient, there's virtually a 0%, I mean, it's maybe a 0.1% chance that dog could ever go crazy. It is possible, like, later on in life, when dogs who have been very good for their whole lives, and then 10 years later, they're really old, they kind of get a little crazy in the head, it's possible they can snap and go after somebody. But it's so rare, and it affects all kinds of breeds, not just pit bulls.
Well,
it's not fair what they're doing.
Now, think about it, though. Why wouldn't they use pit bulls? Why wouldn't police officers use pit bulls for their canine units? I mean, they obviously have some reason as to why they feel that these pit bulls, I mean, maybe they are more aggressive.
Personally, what I would, you don't want necessarily just an aggressive dog as a canine. You want a dog that follows instructions.
Exactly.
So, I mean, the reasons that we had mentioned previously, and we're all amateurs on this dog thing, but the reason previously that I had mentioned is that herding dog, shepherd, anything that has the word shepherd in it is a, you know, herding dog, they follow instructions. I mean, that's what
they're smarter.
Little job
probably.
Is. Probably. Well, yeah, I'd have to say that Australian shepherds are probably the smartest dogs out there, but German shepherds are right there.
We're going back to the phones, back to the fun, to Sincere in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello, Sincere.
How you doing?
Hey,
how you doing?
Pretty good. I just signed up as a Gold Amp listener, so,
wow.
You know.
Cool.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I've been podcasting you guys for a long time, you know, because I have a newborn son, so, you know, I'm up late at night and just listen to your podcast while I'm up kind of putting him to sleep, you know.
Try having him listen to my voice. Apparently my voice puts lots of babies to sleep.
It actually does put the baby to sleep, actually.
So what's on your mind tonight, Sincere?
Well, I'm in the military. I was in the Marines, transferred to the Army after my 3 years was over. And I just listened to this movie, Loose Change. I watched this movie, Loose Change. And it talks about how, you know, the World Trade Center was brought down by controlled demolitions, and, you know, Flight 93 never crashed in Shanksville, just a hole with...
I've actually seen Loose Change. It's a pretty good presentation. It's interesting. It brings up some interesting questions. There aren't a lot of answers, but it brings up questions that certainly aren't answered by the government story. I don't know what I subscribe to. I know I don't believe the government story, and I don't believe all the conspiracy theory either, because there's holes there too. But nonetheless, it's very very interesting, and it is a free film as well, which is kind of nice, to their credit.
It is, and I just watched it, downloaded it off of LimeWire. I'm a big fan of downloading music, because I look at it like this. Most rap music today, I listen to rap music, hip hop, but most rap music today, I listen to it for the beat and just because I like to dance to it. I don't really the words. And my thing is, if I'm not going to pay for garbage with no content that talks about the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, I heard that.
I download stuff, you know. But
I agree. No, I'll agree. I download Penn and Teller's television show BS, and then I buy it. When it comes out on DVD, I buy it because I don't have cable. I'm not going to subscribe to cable just so I can get one channel for one show. But since I do support what I like, I will buy it. So if I find myself listening to a certain type of music a whole lot, then I'll go out and buy it because I know if I don't, and if people don't buy the stuff, then odds are good it won't get made again or they won't continue making the music. Does that make sense?
And that's why I support you guys. That's why I'm a Gold Amp listener. Just signed up today. And
thank you.
All that. And
fantastic.
Other question was, the reason why they don't use pit bulls is because pit bulls aren't as smart as a German Shepherd genetically. Their brains, their aggressive part of their brains is actually larger than a German Shepherd. And the reason they're not as fast, they don't have enough much endurance as a German Shepherd does.
So I was right. So, they're just built for strength. Got it. Thank you for the call, Sincere. We really appreciate hearing from you. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Let's sneak in Jason in Minnesota. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind, Jason?
Oh, I was just going to comment about the dog issue. We had a gal here in town that was coming around with a petition to ban certain breeds of dogs, and I turned her down flat. I said that's just an invasion of somebody's right to own the property that they want.
Yeah.
And I also said it's not the dog, it's the person who raises them.
It totally is.
Yeah.
What do you suppose would happen if you had taken the petition, like, oh, let me take this inside and I'll sign it and click.
just it ends up in the shredder.
I'm not saying you should do that with someone's property.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, wow. Jason, thanks, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Our number 2 is on the way, and we got more stuff to talk about, including a so-called star chamber. What is a star chamber? It sounds like a planetarium, but that's not what it is at all. We pretty much done with the Chinese story. The details on that China story will be posted on our website at freetalklive.com. Hour 2 coming up. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...